Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of Normandy, France, that led to a decisive victory over the Nazis in Europe less than a year later. But the ranks of those who participated or even remember World War II were dwindling, as even the youngest of vets are now in their 90s. Some of them are right here in Arizona, and this past Memorial Day, KJZZ's Phil Latzman met a man who was witness to history on the war's other front against Japan.
Jack Holder isn't just any resident of the Arizona retirement community, Sun Lakes. He enlisted as a Navy machinist in 1940 as an 18-year-old.
December 7th, 1941, a day of infamy. Even as Japanese diplomats were conferring with Secretary of State Hull on peace measures, Nipponese planes were swooping down on Pearl Harbor.
The Texas native was stationed in Hawaii a year later on December 7th, 1941. And vividly recounts the day the U.S. was plunged into the Second World War.
My section just fell in for muster, and when the section leader started roll call, we heard a screaming aircraft, and moments later, a terrible explosion. We run outside, and the hangar beside us received the first bomb that fell in Pearl Harbor. The explosion and everything caught a bunch of our aircraft on fire. We looked in the sky and seen all the aircraft circling with the rising sun insignia. We knew exactly what had happened.
Holder, who remains active, fit, and alert, says he is lucky to have survived the day that will live in infamy.
It so happened that one of my shipmates remembered there was a sewer line under construction behind our hangar. He says, "Let's go for the ditch. Follow me." We all ran, jumped in the ditch. I've been asked a lot of times, I guess, what my thoughts were at that time, and my most vivid remembrance is, "God, please don't let me die in this ditch."
After hours of taking cover, Holder and his shipmate were immediately thrown into more action.
Martial law was declared right away. Complete blackout over Hawaiian Islands. Machine gun pits constructed from sandbags were set up all around. Two shipmates and I occupied one of them for 3 days and nights. We had no idea where the Japanese fleet were or if they planned a return, but every aircraft or every ship noise we heard, we figured it was them.
When the danger had finally passed, it was time to let the rest of the world, including his parents, know of his fate.
Everyone was given a postcard at that time with two inscribed inscriptions. The first one said, "I've been wounded." The second one said, "I'm okay, don't worry." My mother received this card 11 days later. Later, when I seen my father, he said my mother was hysterical at that time. She got on her knees and prayed to God if he would save her son, she'd spend the rest of her days working for the church, and she did.
However, it took Holder more than seven decades to finally tell his amazing story publicly.
Until five or six years ago, I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my golfing buddies. I was a World War II vet. But I met a young lady. She started asking me a lot of questions. She said, "You got to come out of the closet."
Now into his late 90s, Holder speaks to anyone, anywhere, about his experience.
I give a lot of presentations all over the country, and the younger generation, so many of them have told me, these, you know, we want to hear it from the person that was there, not a historian.
He says the retelling has been cathartic.
It's changed my viewpoint on a lot of things, I guess, and yes, it's, I guess, a relief for me, and actually, it's an enjoyment.
And what does he tell the younger generations about what he went through?
To just recognize that they live in the greatest country in the world. They need to respect it. They need to be able to fight for it if they need to. Stay in school. Get all the education they can. Education was not as necessary when I was growing up as it is today. They got to stay in school. Get all the knowledge they can, and sometimes that's not even enough.
That is Pearl Harbor survivor, World War II veteran, and current Arizonan Jack Holder. And as the greatest generation fades away, we're hoping to keep their memories alive. If you know of someone, like Jack, who would like to be remembered for their service in the Second World War, contact us through our website at kjzz.org. Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.